The following is second session of the Living the Real Life seminar given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 23rd, 2006, in Govinda Valley, Australia.
So, how to get to that stage? Our philosophy is very simple. If someone asks you, what is your Hare Krishna philosophy? What is your teaching? It is a simple thing. Know who you are and be who you are. What gentleman would object to knowing who he is and being who he is? That's all we're actually doing. This is not a cult. We're trying to impose something on someone. We simply want to free people from all those things that have been artificially imposed upon them by a society which is steeped in ignorance. That's it. So, we should know who we are, that we're eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, spiritual beings. Now, how to actually be who we are, that's the second half of the equation. How do you actually be that? Okay, we theoretically know, all right, I'm the eternal servant of God, I'm not my body, my nature is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. All right, now how do I actually manifest it? There's jnana, which is a theoretical understanding, and there's vijnana, which is a practical application. How do I make it a practical reality that I feel that I'm a spiritual being at every second? When I, you know, stub my toe on a rock or, you know, I'm doing Govardhan Purkama and I cut my foot on a rock, how do I feel that I'm not my body? And just see that as something happening out there in the external energy. Actually, that's a fact. Whatever may happen to the body, whether it's birth, whether it's death, whether it's old age and disease, there's just something happening out there in the external energy. It's not me. But how do we actually feel that? How does that become an emotion, not just a philosophical reality, but an emotional reality also? You see? How do we make that? That's the system of acquiring that is known as sadhana bhakti. How to turn theoretical understanding into practical realization. And this is, as they say, this is where we separate the men from the boys or the girls from the ladies. You see, this is the real dividing line between those who were neophytes and for those who were actually advanced. This is where we draw the line. Because everyone is welcome to come from the neophyte platform to the advanced platform. We're inviting everyone to come. But the advanced platform is where you actually live that, you feel that, you experience it, you wake up every morning excited and enlivened that this is another day to offer in the service of my spiritual master in Krishna. It's exciting adventure every moment. You see. Right now we're still dealing with the humdrum, rat race, dog-eat-dog quagmire on a daily basis, let's face it. So how do we get out of that difficult position? Well, it's not really that difficult to get out of it. That's the good news. It's not that difficult to become advanced in Krishna consciousness, actually. Prabhupada, I'm not making this up just to hype you, to encourage you. No, Prabhupada told us that the first time I met Prabhupada, that's what he told us. My very first time to be in Prabhupada's physical presence, this is exactly what he told us. He said to become Krishna conscious is not difficult. It simply requires practice. He said, every day you're drinking water, once, twice, thrice, more than that. He said, if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. Now, is that difficult to drink water? And isn't that nice, refreshing water? And you can think, oh, Krishna. You see. That is how easy it is to be Krishna conscious. You simply have to intelligently arrange your 24 hours a day so that somehow or another Krishna can be a part of every moment of your 24 hours. That's all you have to do. Somehow find a way to connect everything you're doing at every step with Krishna. Somehow bring him in. Don't leave him out. Invite Krishna along for the ride of your life. Your life is like a ride through time. So take that ride with Krishna. Be with Krishna at every minute. Welcome him into your life and let him be the center of your life at every minute. That's practical Krishna consciousness. That beautiful boy who plays that flute so enchantingly, wonderfully, to attract all living entities. We simply have to reconnect with him. Every thought in all times, all places and all circumstances should be pleasing to Krishna. We should become introspective. Become your own psychologist. Observe your own mind. And ask yourself this question at every minute. Is Krishna pleased with the way I'm thinking right now? Is Krishna pleased with what I'm thinking about? Just imagine if, you know, through some new technological innovation, we could put your thoughts on a screen up here where everybody, we could all sit here, the retreat, and we could see every thought that went through your brain. I'm thinking, wow, that girl looks really good. Maybe I could enjoy, you know, the mind does those kind of things, you know. It would embarrass us very much, you see. So just imagine if every thought we had could be seen by everybody at this retreat. That during this retreat we'll all just sit and watch your thoughts, the whole group. What's he thinking about now, you know? How embarrassed we'd be hiding under the bed in our room, not coming out, you know?
We're going to ask for a volunteer.
So the point is that we have to become so serious about control, keeping the mind fixed in Krishna consciousness that our thoughts could be broadcast and we have nothing to be embarrassed about. There wouldn't be any lusty thoughts, yeah, I want to have sex. Wouldn't be any angry thoughts, yeah, I want to do that person in, you know. No, wouldn't be any greedy thoughts, yeah, I want to exploit this person for my own advancement, you know. There wouldn't be any garbage in there, is it? This is what it means to become Krishna conscious, you see. Krishna is becoming so attractive. Thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, meditating on Krishna, doing service for Krishna, is becoming so sweet and so relishable that we become in the same mood as Jamunacharya Albandru of South India. You know his prayer? Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padaravinde Nava nava rasa damanu yatarantu masit Tadavadi bhattanari sangame smaryamane Bhavati mukashushtu nishtivanam cha. He said that, of course, there's a history. He formerly was a king. And kings in those days enjoyed so much material pleasure, especially sex pleasure. They'd have a whole, the queen would be there and all the maidservants. He could have sex pleasure with all the maidservants also. Very big enjoyment. But now he became completely renounced. He's sadhu. Totally gave that up. No more of that nonsense. I simply want to serve Krishna with my every thought, every word, and every deed. So now he is praying. Ever since I have been engaged in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, tasting nava nava rasa, that's simple Hindi, newer and newer pleasure, newer and newer taste, nava nava rasa. Ever since I'm getting this nava nava rasa, you see, in this service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, whenever the thought of sex pleasure comes to my brain, my lips curl with distaste and I spit at the thought. You see? Yuck! You see? So we should train our minds in such a way that any little garbage comes in, any garbage, you know, big garbage or little garbage comes in, we just say, no, thank you. No vacancy here. Maya Devi, all the rooms are full. I have Krishna in this room, Krishna in this room. Sorry, no vacancy. Go next door. The hotel over there may have some room. Mine has no vacancy. In this way, we simply have to fill our hearts up with Krishna bhakti. Every single corner of the heart. Must be Krishna bhakti there. And that's the key. And when you get, the more you can, to the extent that you can do that, ye yatang mang prapadyante va, Krishna explained. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So can you imagine when you're being personally rewarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What kind of nectar you can actually taste? When that Supreme Person is personally rewarding and blessing you? You see? So we really have to get serious about surrendering. We have nothing to lose except for misery. If you're attached to your misery, go pack your bag and go back to Sydney right now. We're here to end your misery. But if you want to keep it, just pack your bags right now and go home. Our program here is to get rid of all your misery eternally. Okay.